Welcome to Rebecca Sounds Reveille. I am delighted to bring back David Deacre of Nature Reigns. I've got to tell you, the information that he's been sharing with you is absolutely crucial for either yourself, a loved one, or maybe a distant friend or relative that you know and are sharing information via social media. This episode is going to be for you, just like the last one we spoke on cancer. When we spoke with David, who started Nature Reigns with his parents, Maureen and Gordon, and is now running the business alongside his wife, Carolina, and their three children. I'm sorry?
I said four now. We just had another one this past weekend.
Oh my goodness, I was waiting. I was so excited. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it happened Saturday night. So now we have a full family of six.
I love this. This is so exciting. We've been waiting and waiting.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I hope all of you will share your congratulations as well. They are focused on really delivering quality, natural products that are going to change your life. And they're nutraceuticals, dermaceuticals, and quantum nano supplements. The quantum nano supplementation, I am just going to be tongue twisted, really just has piqued my curiosity for so long, and it fascinates me so much. And these products are absolutely incredible. On the last show, we spoke with David about cancer, and I've got to tell you, it has really made a difference in a number of people's lives who are just now facing that particular concern, as well as those who know of someone and they are getting the information out there, and it's beginning to create some really positive, healthy movements in those people's lives. David has been an herbalist for over 10 years, and so many of the things that he's done imparts healing and therapeutic frequencies that all go into the products. And he's going to talk a little bit about that today, along with something else that now is really important. We touched on it the first time that we spoke with him. We didn't talk about it last time, but this time we are really going to spend the time that's needed to bring our awareness onto something so simple as a preventive measure to really make the health in our life a lot better. Welcome to the show. Welcome back, David.
Thank you, Rebecca. So good to be on the show again with you.
I am just jazzed because everything that we have talked about, all of the products that I've been using and have been getting in the hands of other people are really just absolutely incredible. I've personally been someone that has taken a lot of different types of health products, and oftentimes I'll find something and I just don't feel different, but the things that I have taken from Nature Reigns has worked for me quite well.
Thank you. So yeah, we try, when we go into formulation with a product, there's an efficacy score that we give a product based on simulations and everything that we run. The quantum side of health is something that's really big, and it's going to be probably the most explosive sector of health and wellness over the next 10 years. Mm-hmm. When we develop a product, we try to get over 300% effective. Once you hit that 300% mark, then you physically feel changes in your body. So, we like to get over 120 to 150%, like then we know we have a really good product. But once you cross that 300 thresholds, then, the person taking it, usually on day one, when you take a product, you feel it in your body, you feel something happening. And that's kind of the sweet spot that we like to get, that or higher, because we have a general consensus, like if you don't experience benefit from a product within about 1 month, then the product isn't for you. You should feel it quickly and know that it's doing something, so that you're not taking, how many times have you taken a supplement and somebody says it's good for you, like you said, you take it, you don't feel anything, and then you're kind of left wondering, is it doing something for me? Isn't it doing anything? So generally within that 30-day mark, you should have some results and know whether it's something good for you to keep taking or not.
That's a good baseline. And I think it's something easy for people to remember. So for example, it takes 30 days to make a habit. So if you have made it a habit to start taking some things that are the supplements that are going to make a difference in your life, you're going to be able to really be able to notice that. And that's, I mean, you can remember 30 days. 30 days is the magic number for all kinds of health benefits. So,
absolutely.
So the other thing that we have talked about before, and I want to share with those that are watching and those that are listening out there, how important it is to pay attention to what's in a product. Because oftentimes when you go to somewhere and purchase an over-the-counter supplement, there's a lot of fillers and they're unhealthy for you. They're not really explained. And sometimes the wording on them is more confusing and not worth the hassle of trying to look it up, because typing it when, you know, you've got a something, it's just very frustrating. But to know that there is a company and an herbalist focused on really delivering something that's healthy, that's, it's all natural. So these are going to be things that you can know and look up and see for yourself just on the individual ingredients. And then when you combine them, you go, okay, I can see the bigger picture now, and you're doing it.
Yeah, we're, you know, I'm sure everybody would like to think that they're on the front lines, but I really do feel like we're on the cutting edge of where health and wellness is going in the future.
I have to agree with that.
Yeah, when it comes to the quantum stuff, you know, where it's probably something that I've been interested in, you know, for around 10 years now. And I remember reading books on it 10 years ago, and it was something that wasn't really big in science and health in general. But now it's making an incredible entrance, and it's kind of proving, you know, quantum physics and quantum mechanics is almost proving spirituality. So, mm-hmm. So we're kind of circling back to where we've gotten so deep into, you know, there are branches of science that I don't resonate with, but particularly quantum mechanics and the quantum field of research is very quickly circling back on spirituality, on how Eastern mystics were, you know, 100 years ago, 500 years ago, how they used to be very in tune with energy and with nature and with all of that. And we've learned so much that we've had to go back to the beginning and be like, wow, those guys, they maybe didn't know all of the effects. You know, we've got all this cool technology and stuff now where we can really study something. And back then, you know, 500 years ago, they didn't have all the stuff to study it, but they knew it was there and they knew how to work in these kind of fields of, you know, the ether, all of the space around us, and how our intentions and our thoughts and all of that can have a massive impact on our physical makeup. And we take that same kind of viewpoint into creating our formulations. There are other forces at work when you're dealing with the plant kingdom, and it can be very beneficial working with a plant as opposed to synthesizing something. You know, you always lose mm-hmm. the life when you synthesize something. It doesn't, you know, you can build an AI robot, but it cannot, at least to my knowledge, experience emotion, you know? Yes. And it's the same with plants. Like when you take a plant, it has emotions, it has life force, versus just synthesizing something. You don't have that soul, you know, you don't have that extra something that makes it work better.
I want to expand on that just a little bit, because I know that we've talked about this before, and I know that there's going to be some new people in the audience that are kind of going to want to hear this. And that is that the pharmaceutical industry initiates adding synthetics or changing a chemical compound, but they come from plants. So that is how pharmacology works. They mm-hmm. take something natural and then they try to add other things to it to get different effects.
Yeah, so they find a chemical compound. So, you know, some plants have 200-400 chemical constituents in that plant's makeup. So, you know, a plant can consist of 300-400 different chemicals. So they'll find one that has a positive benefit and they'll isolate that one chemical and you know, do some initial studies on it and say, okay, this does work for high blood pressure or something like that. And then they synthesize that compound so that they can file a patent on it. But in my view, you always lose something when you go synthetic, you know, and they have to do that because they have to protect their investment and, you know, make sure they get their money back and everything. Sure. But, Yeah, I like to work with a whole plant or a plant extract. I feel like you get much more out of it.
I have to agree with that. And not only that, when the chemical structure can have just one little tiny, the component can be off just by one, and it changes the entire structure of what is being taken, and the same effects will not happen. And not only that, the adverse effects or other effects that maybe we don't want to experience can happen as well. But going on in correlation to the synthetic response on how pharmacology works, processed foods, on the other hand, are the same type of way that we receive those things synthetically in the body. They're not natural when we're putting in certain preservatives that are long-term. So for example, you can put a loaf of bread on your counter and it's lasting like 3 months now instead of a week. And so what is it that they're utilizing in there to make a product last that long? And is that really healthy for us? And so knowing what we take in our body, we have to look at where it is that we begin to realize if we focus on that area, the rest of our body, where all the nutrients are coming from there and going to the places that they need to go to, that is the area that we need to take a look at and use as a preventive measure.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. I think, you know, it's hard to say like, this is the thing that you need to work on to have good health. You know, when we started the business, almost 12 years ago now, we had one product, and we had that one product for probably the first 3 or 4 years that we were in business. And that was our health tonic. And it was really good at alkalizing the body, at cleaning the body. It kind of stimulates the what's called the endocrine system, which is part of your immune defense. And it kind of does a lot to a lot of different things. Or it does, yeah, I wouldn't say a little bit to a lot of different things. It does a lot to a lot of different parts of your body. And we kind of thought that was our product for cleaning the body. And the more that we get into this, we're seeing, you know, it's good at cleaning the blood in the body, but it's not so great at cleaning, you know, different parts of the body. So, you know, my belief right now, where we are in our company, is that we're quite focused on cleaning and supporting regeneration inside the body. Mm-hmm. And you can see kind of all of our products that we're in development and launching right now are kind of focusing on cleaning the body. So, you know, people, as they watch our interviews with you over the next coming months, they're going to see a lot about cleaning. And then we're going to go more into building. But I think a big focus for people in general right now needs to be cleaning. And we've had some people say, oh, well, I thought the health tonic was good at cleaning. You know, now you've got other products. And in my opinion, in my view, you cannot clean the whole body at once. Mm-hmm. So for instance, we had the health tonic, which is very good at cleaning the blood. Now we've just launched now 1 week ago, we launched our colon cleanse. And that is a really good product for cleaning the colon. By the end of this month, we're going to have a heavy metal cleanse out. That's really good at bonding to metals and pulling that kind of stuff out. Mm-hmm. We're working on a kidney, liver, and spleen support product that's going to help clean the kidney, liver, and spleen and push toxins out of there. So our focus right now is on opening the pathways in the body for toxins to move out. Mm-hmm. And I feel you have to get your body to a point where it doesn't have, you know, what we would call a drawdown or something that's pulling it down. You know, we don't want the body to be in a defensive mode. We want the body to be in an offensive mode. So we want those white blood cells and red blood cells and, you know, all of those organs like being charged and ready to go. And anything that comes in the door, they just tackle it and it's gone. And in order to supercharge your immune system to that point, you've got to get rid of all the stuff that's pulling you down and weighing your immune system down. So that's kind of our focus right now. Clean everything and open up all those doors where toxins can get out of the body. And we're going to go through a massive cleanse. Everybody who's following our company is going to go through probably this next year of deeply cleaning the body and getting rid of, you know, if you're 60 years old, you've never done a colon cleanse or any kind of detoxing, you have potentially 60 years worth of toxins hiding in your knuckles and your elbow and like all of these joints in your body that start getting stiff and achy over time. My belief is that those joints are building up with toxins. You know, the reason why men have prostate problems later in life is because the prostate stores toxins. So as you get older, all these toxins are cramming and you've got heavy metals and the copper is a big one. Copper gets stuck in the prostate. And then you have this bacteria that thrives on copper and that bacteria starts going crazy in the prostate. So right now we're on a cleaning mission. And once we've got the body clean and healthy and we'll come up with a package, you know, these are the 5 or 6 products to get your liver, your kidney, your spleen, your colon, get the heavy metals out, clean your lungs, clean your brain, clean your blood, you know, get all of that stuff out of your system. And now, you know, a common cold is no problem because your immune system isn't tied up fighting battles. You know, it's just kind of sitting there waiting for something to come. And when something comes, it jumps on it and it's gone and it's not a big issue.
I really like focusing on cleaning first. And when you mentioned that you had people who say, well, if this product that you had is a cleaning product and it should clean everything, I want to kind of go back to that just for a second in a direction that shares that what you mentioned is that this really, the Health Tonic is focused on cleaning the blood. And that is crucial because you really want to have a healthy blood supply going through your body. Not everybody donates and regenerates all the time through, you know, their blood. So we have to do that on our own. We have this cycling system. So that is really important. And not every organ, because the organs are made differently, is going to be receptive to just one thing. There's something specific about that organ that may need something different to treat that or go through a barrier of protection that that organ has around it. And so I like that you have in development and those that you already have for targeted areas that are going to remove toxins, because that buildup is pretty, oftentimes we just don't think about it. We go through everyday life. We don't realize how many toxins we're exposed to. We think, I'm living clean. I'm eating clean. I went and changed my diet. I am totally green and I'm going to the gym. So I should be free from having toxins in my body. And yet we forget about the environmental toxins that we're exposed to constantly, everything from outside pollution to things that come through even through the atmospheric rain and weather cycles, including the toxins we get that are in our household cleaners and other things. And all of those things, even products that we use from makeup to feminine hygiene to deodorants, they all have other toxins and chemicals and metals in them that oftentimes we're not thinking is actually a link to, say, breast cancer, which they have found aluminum as a link in deodorant for women with breast cancer. I mean,
you know, you just mentioned feminine hygiene products as well. And that is something that I believe has a massive impact on women's their chemical makeup and like your hormone levels and everything. You know, people don't understand what's in some of these feminine hygiene products, like a cheap tampon, for instance, that isn't made with good quality cotton or something, can have a lot of chemicals and stuff in it. And it's something that you don't think twice about. Most people don't think twice about it, but your body absorbs all of those toxins and chemicals and bleach and whatever they use as preservatives and all of that kind of stuff. And when you think about, you know, for a few months, it might not be a big deal. Your body can process it and clean it out. But over the span of 40 years or 50 years of using some of these products, that monthly dose of these chemicals getting into your system, I believe, can wreak havoc on your immune system and on yes. your thyroid and all of these you know, all of these things in your body. So yeah, you may not realize how much you get exposed to, but it's incredible. Like our bodies are taking a beating on a daily basis. You know, just the air you breathe, if you drive with your window open and 1,000 other cars around you putting off fumes and stuff, it's incredible what your body absorbs and filters.
Yes, and even I was just going to mention the filtration system in cars. If you're not cleaning it regularly, replacing the filter regularly, and that's not even going to remove all of the environmental toxins that you're exposed to, even though you are encapsulated, you've got this filter going, you're staying on top of it. There's only so much that you can do. We don't live in a bubble. We can't live in a bubble, but we can combat these things by thinking about what we're putting into our body. And is it something that's going to be able to remove toxins? And this is really important. And the fact that the quantum nano supplements that you have and the way that you utilize that, and with frequencies, it just blows my mind that it can get to that point and you can start taking it and making a difference within 30 days. And that's tremendous. If you can do a difference within yourself for 30 days, imagine what's happened to you after 360 days.
Yeah. So, you know, this analogy just popped into my mind while you were speaking. You mentioned, you know, your car and your filter and everything. Imagine going out and buying a $100,000 Mercedes, and then you never change your fuel filter and oil filter. You know, and you go 10,000 miles, 20,000 miles, 100,000 miles without changing your oil filter and your fuel filter. What would happen to that $100,000 car over 10 years of never doing that? You know, it might last, if you were driving it every day, it might last 4 years and the car is going to pack out on you because you haven't changed those filters. So imagine that in your body, getting to 60 years old and have never cleaned a filter in your body before. And if you think about it that way, like your colon is a filter, your liver is a filter, your kidneys are a filter, your lungs are a filter. So you have, you know, six different filters in your body, and you never clean them and never pay attention to them. And you just think they're just always going to work well because you breathe air or something like that. You know, you have got to clean these filters. It's not something you can replace. You know, how many organs can you replace in your body with somebody else's? But, you know, my view is I want to keep mine. So that's kind of why all of these products that we develop and you know, starting from the health tonic down to the colon cleanse that we've got now, we are you know, in my view, and of course I'm biased because it's my company, but in my view, we are on the cutting edge of where health is going as far as working with frequencies. You know, when you take a dietary supplement, it can be one, you know, we don't put any fillers, we don't put any bulking agents, we don't put any of that stuff into our product. So you're getting 100% herb in the capsule or in the, you know, whatever it is. So to take that, it's already a good product. So if you don't believe in the frequency stuff, don't worry about that, because it's still a fantastic product with really high quality herbs in it. But the frequency, in my opinion, is just that extra thing that makes it work better. You know, and we always strive. Some of our formulations, you'll see change over time. And that's because we found something new. You know, we found a new herb in the Amazon or in India or in Asia or something like that. A new herb that can be good for this product, where, you know, our men's health product is one of those instances. One of my colleagues just found a bee pollen that is supposed to be fantastic for prostate support. So we're taking our Men's Health prostate supplement, and that product already scores close to 300% effective. But now we're going to put this bee pollen into it, which is going to add another 20 or 30% efficacy to it. So we're constantly evolving our products as we find new ways to make them better and stronger.
So I have two things based on what you're sharing with us. And that is, the first is, many people, I can remember years ago, looked at biofeedback, which is a frequency-based treatment for a lot of things. But imagine if all of the things that you're taking are already at the frequency level that we need for our body, that has the things that you need to clean it, and you don't have to go searching out or doing things that might only work on one thing on a temporary basis. This is going to be something that's effective over the long term. And the second thing is that, as far as our body's filters, having the six filters, the largest filter that we have is one that has a very long, like 40 feet filtration system that can be impacted, and has long periods of time that has not been removed. And this is a particularly concerning health problem. It was that when you were 50 years old, you needed to go in and have a colonoscopy to check to see if you those toxins over time have damaged you. And now, because actually, let me take a step back, because going back to the early 90s, they said you didn't have to have those tests until you were in your 70s. They were finding that that's when generally they noticed there was a problem with the colon. And then some time went by and they found out we need to do this at 50. And now, recently, in the last not even year, they have started to indicate that the new protocol for testing is 45. So even if you are a person that is looking at traditional medicine, you go through regular testing, you're going to see this change, and you have to ask yourself, why is that happening? Why are we now seeing a higher risk of people that are needing to see a doctor about the damage from the toxins within the colon? And so here you go, David, I know you've got something for this.
Yeah. So, you know, let's go back like 500 years. Nobody really, it was probably very rare that somebody died of colon cancer. I'm not even sure that colon cancer was a thing back then, but I'm sure it was quite rare. And I believe that's because the quality of our food was much better. So people were farming and eating fresh food and eating lots of fiber, and everything was moving properly. And as we've moved into this Western diet of processed foods and microwave dinners and, you know, stopping at 7-Eleven to get a hot dog or something like that, eating a packet of chips with all of that chemical flavoring on it, now we have an exorbitant amount of chemicals coming into our body. So It's becoming, that number is going to get lower and lower and lower until your teenager needs a colonoscopy, because, you know, they've had so much toxins by the time they're, you know, 18, 19 years old. So yes, right now we've just launched our colon cleanse, our Nature Reigns colon cleanse. And this product is designed around cleaning the colon very deeply. Now, it's not a laxative, so there's no risk of dependency. You know, I know, you know, my grandmother used to take cod liver oil all the time or something like that, like every day, but she had to take it every day because her body had now become dependent on taking a laxative. I think it was cod liver oil, something like that. So if you take a laxative every day to use the bathroom in a healthy way, your body becomes dependent on taking that laxative. So we've designed this product not to be a laxative. It's just designed to kind of open everything up and start releasing. There's something that you have called mucoid plaque that builds up along the, so, you know, your colon's like this. It's a layer that builds up on the inside here, and it protects your body from toxins absorbing into the walls of your colon and back into your body. So your body builds this plaque up as a response to the amount of toxins that you're absorbing. But over time, that plaque gets really thick, and it can prevent you from absorbing nutrients in your food. Okay. So if you don't constantly clean that out, then, you know, you have all kinds of problems with absorbing nutrients and everything. So we're kind of focused on getting that out. You can also get a lot of parasites build up in that mucoid plaque. You can get heavy metals in there. You can get all kinds of stuff. And if you get dehydrated, your body starts pulling moisture from your colon. So whenever your body gets dehydrated, if you're not drinking enough water and that water doesn't have enough minerals in it, then your body will start pulling moisture from your colon. And that moisture in your colon has a ton of toxins in it. So when you get dehydrated, your body goes to the colon and says, okay, give me all of your moisture. And that's going to come with a ton of toxins, but your body needs the moisture or else you're going to die. So it just pulls that. So we want to get that colon really clean because I would say probably 80% of Americans are chronically dehydrated. And you can drink 10 bottles of water a day, but if that water does not have minerals in it, then it's going to pull minerals out of your body. So drinking purified water will dehydrate you over time because it's pulling all the minerals out of your body so that the water can have minerals. So even drinking 10 bottles of water a day could be killing you slowly, you know, if you don't have any minerals. Sorry, there's a ambulance driving by.
That's okay. I mean, that's perfect timing because something could happen to you.
Yeah.
Based on the facts that you have too many toxins in there. And I just want to, since we're kind of at a point where we had a little bit of a break there, I was just thinking about how some of those toxins that are leaking out through the colon, and if there is a damage, let's say it has found a way to perforate somehow. Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that the result of that is sepsis? And then that becomes a blood issue.
Yeah. So you can, if you have, and then there's also leaky gut syndrome and all kinds of stuff that can happen. If your colon and your lower intestines are not in a healthy state, they can begin kind of leaking toxins into the rest of your body. And it can wreak havoc on your body. So we've kind of picked the colon as the starting point, because once that is clean and toxins can move out of your colon easily, now we can start kind of getting so we're kind of working backwards. Like we want the door to be wide open and easy for the toxins to get out. And now we're going to start picking organs in the body and cleaning them and pulling everything out, now that we know all the pathways are open and ready to start going.
I love this.
The lymphatic system is something that we're going to be targeting soon. Kidney, liver, and spleen. Obviously the blood we're already taking care of with the health tonic. So we're in cleaning mode right now. The next product that we'll have out by the end of this month, so the next time I speak with you, we'll have our heavy metal product out.
Yes.
And that one, I believe we spoke about it a little bit last time, that heavy metal cleanse is going to be really, it's going to be a very deep clean at getting heavy metals. Anybody who's ever used bentonite clay or zeolite or something like that, we found bentonite to be a little bit difficult to work with, because if you're not drinking enough water, it can start kind of plugging you up and becoming clay on the inside of your colon.
Okay.
So if you're not drinking enough water, that clay will kind of solidify and just add to your agony. So we also went through zeolite, but we found that zeolite just wasn't getting enough. You know, it's cleaning it, but it just wasn't getting good enough. So we took our zeolite off the market, and we've spent the last year formulating this heavy metal product that we're going to be releasing at the end of this month. But you can do a urine analysis every couple of days to kind of monitor all of the metals that are coming out of your body. So I would say give it probably 3 days, and then you can start doing urine analysis to check your heavy metals, and you'll see spikes in lead, in aluminum, in mercury, in barium. All of these kind of things are going to start leaving the body. So that's something we're also very excited about. But for right now, we're focusing on the colon, getting this mucoid plaque out, opening up all of the pathways for toxins to enter the colon easily and then to leave it easily. And I think something big with this is going to be to stay hydrated so that everything is flowing nicely.
So will these be in capsule form, and how often a day?
So the colon cleanse, yes, it's in a capsule. recommend that you start off with one time a day. You're going to take it at night before you go to bed with a full glass of water to hydrate all of the herbs and everything that's in there. On our directions, we say take two a day. I've been using it myself, and I would recommend doing it once, starting with one capsule a day for maybe 2 days, and just see how your body reacts to it. Some people who already have a clean system will notice an increased amount of kind of trips to the bathroom. You know, you're going to go, you're going to notice that you need to go a little bit more often. It's not a laxative, so it's not going to be overpowering. But I would say start off with one and monitor yourself for the first 2 days, just to get it used to your body, and then go up to two a day. And I would do probably 2 weeks of taking two a day. And that's going to, I spoke to a lady on Monday this week who lost 6 pounds in her first week of taking this product. So she, you know, think about that, that 6 pounds has been sitting in her gut this whole time. You know, she, it hasn't come from anywhere else. It's 6 pounds of waste has left her body that she's been carrying around for a few years now.
So I want to bring up a very famous person who, when he ended up passing away, they found somewhere near 40 pounds in the colon.
Yeah.
A very famous rock star. If those of you who are watching or listening would like to chime in on this, I'd like to see you put in the comments who you think that is. And you'll also find in the comments, in the description of all of the media that's out there, how you can get a discount on the products here at Nature Reigns just for being involved in our discussion today. Super exciting. I want to share too, David, a thought that crossed my mind about the heavy metals and your analysis is that, as you were saying, you'll be able to detect when there's spikes and how it's going, the up and downs. I'm thinking that people will be able to correlate things that they're eating or things from their environment by removing it as they're doing the utilizing the heavy metals cleanse and watching the urinalysis. They're going to be able to see things and they'll know to stay away from that just based on that alone.
Yeah. So you'll definitely, I mean, I think that might be a little bit difficult because this is all stuff, you know, this stuff's going to be leaving your body no matter what you eat.
Okay.
So it may be a little bit hard in the beginning because, you know, I guarantee you, if you're over 40 years old and you swam in a pool as a kid, you've got lead in your system.
Sure.
If you're over 50 years old and you got fillings when you were a kid or in your early 20s, you have mercury in your system.
Yes.
So in the beginning, you're going to see a lot of heavy metals leaving your body because it's almost a guarantee that everybody has heavy metals. Mm-hmm. But then once that initial cleanse is out, then you're right. You could start to monitor and, you know, every couple of months do the urine analysis and see what stuff is in. But it's hard with heavy metals because it will only show up in your urine when it's leaving your body.
Got
so
it.
If you're consuming something, we do have a scan that's out right now. I'm not ready to talk about it yet.
Okay.
As far as making it available, but I'll give you a little teaser on it. In probably, I would say the next 2 to 3 months, we are going to be in a position to take a client and they'll need to purchase a headset, a certain kind of headset. They'll be able to put this headset on and we will be able to remotely scan their body and scan all of the cells in your body and see which cells are vibrating at a frequency that they shouldn't be vibrating at, which means that there's a potential problem with that cell. So we'll be able to, let's say you as a client, you'll be able to purchase one of these headsets. They'll be around $70 or $80. You put the headset on your head, it sits on your temples right here, and then you speak. And it picks up the vibrations in your body. And when you speak, every cell in your body will start to vibrate. And this technology that we're going to make available will scan everything in your body and tell you which cells in your body and what organ those cells are in that is not operating optimally. And we're in the process now of signing up. We're actually taking doctors and nurses and healthcare professionals who are losing their jobs right now because they're refusing to conform to things that are happening and being pushed on them. Mm-hmm. We're taking those doctors and nurses, we're putting them into our system where they're going to be able to use this technology to scan somebody. And then they can pull from our products. We have two other business partners that make incredibly potent and well-working supplements. And we're going to have a doctor or a nurse is going to be able to scan your body and say, these are the things that aren't operating or functioning properly. Here's a list of supplements. Take these supplements for 2 months. Then we're going to run another scan and say, okay, these issues have gone away now. This is what you've got left. Then you take another group of supplements and get rid of those things. And it's going to be, this is why I'm saying we're on the future of medicine or the future of health, because we will have a doctor or a nurse scan your body and say, and then the doctor will say, I know exactly what's going on with this patient. So no more process of elimination of saying, you know, take this and we'll see if the problem goes away. The doctor will say, this is what's happening in your body. Take these vitamins, these minerals, these herbs, and come back in a month or two and we'll scan again and see what's out the way and what needs to be worked on. This software will be able to give you frequency treatments through your headset. You can play the headset. We'll be able to send you frequencies through email. And every night you just play those frequencies through your headset and it will give your body. So let's say your liver is off vibration. It's not operating normally. You're going to take some supplements to clean out your liver and support liver function. And then you're also going to listen to these audio frequencies that's going to tell your liver, this is how you should be vibrating. This is the frequency that you should resonate mm-hmm. at. So both audibly and internally, we're going to work on that liver and say, here's something to clean the liver and get it back into good function. And here's the audio frequency of what your liver should vibrate at. And then the liver will start to vibrate at that frequency. You're basically giving it a corrective frequency and say, you're vibrating here. We want you to vibrate over here. And then the liver will actually start tuning into that vibration. And now it's going to be clean. It's going to be supported with healthy herbs. And it's going to have the right frequency. So that's something that we're probably maybe 2 months away from being able to offer this to our customers.
I am so excited. I have chills because I know the value in this. And I also am quite aware that we're already currently living in frequency land. And most of us don't even recognize the frequencies. In fact, just as an example, as you get older, you don't hear as well. And there's studies that very young children can hear these frequencies. And at certain ages, we begin to not be able to hear them. So they're there. Mm-hmm. They're in all kinds of things, everything. And this is just absolutely exciting. I'm jazzed about this. I'm really excited about the colon product. Can you tell us the name? Give us your website and the code. And we're going to start there because I could go on, David, and talk to you all day about all of this stuff. And I am getting so excited. And I want to ask you more, but I want to wait because I think that's going to be a time where we're going to spend a little bit more on that particular day.
As soon as we're ready to put this technology out, I think that's going to be a whole show dedicated to that mm-hmm. and how it works. But it is incredibly exciting. And to have the medical and healthcare professionals kind of on our side on this is also something we're very excited about. So you can, go ahead. You were going to say something.
Let me just, I want to interject really quick because I want to really make it a point that if you yourself are a healthcare practitioner or you're in the holistic field or you're a nurse, and as David has shared, you are not on board with all of the things that are going on, or for whatever reason, you're not working there anymore, or you want to get involved in a practice that is far more holistic than this, David, how can they directly contact you on that to get working with you?
They can just send us an email to contact@naturereigns.com. And Reigns is spelled like a king Reigns, R-E-I-G-N-S. So contact@naturereigns.com. And then our website, obviously, naturerains.com. The product that we spoke about was the colon cleanse. And I highly recommend that to anybody starting on this journey. If you're wanting to clean your body, the colon cleanse and the health tonic. The health tonic is a strong flavored product. It's got a lot of herbs and spices in it, but it's well worth it, you know?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. I've been taking it. And when we first talked about it and you were saying that it wasn't going to have this great taste, I didn't have a problem with the taste at all. In fact, I just found that it was really very refreshing for me because I started noticing some things and it just didn't. But all of the things that you're sharing, they have specific purposes. You'll know that they're working. Like you mentioned that there could be something going on with your mouth if it tastes a little bit different on one occasion versus another, and it's going to target that particular area. And that's what your products do. And that's why I'm so excited about them. They are very specific in what they do and why we need it and the overall necessity for it. I am jazzed about it. I am really glad that you spend time with me. I know you have a brand new baby in the house, and I'm really appreciative that you're taking some time out to share this because so many people need it. I can tell you already, those that have watched the show, I'm getting great feedback. Timing has been impeccable for definitely some of the viewers. And I am really excited to be on this venture, this journey that you have to share this because it is so needed. And being on the cutting edge of things that are going to prevent you from having to go to the doctor, give you longer life, healthier life, the longevity aspect in itself from just having a clean system, organs that function well, clean thinking. We haven't even talked about the brain fog and all the things that come with that, but just everything, David. And I really appreciate it. And I'm really excited because you've got something coming out and I'll be seeing you again here pretty shortly. And I do thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Rebecca, for giving us a platform to get stuff like this information out to people. You know, it's, as far as I'm concerned, it's incredibly valuable information. You know, you can speak about spirituality, you can speak about all of this stuff, but if you don't feel good and if you don't feel healthy, then, you know, it's hard to walk a spiritual life, you know, when you feel sick, when you feel down. So our long-term goal is very much supporting people's spiritual journey and peace of mind and balance between mind, spirit, and body. But in order to get to those levels of mind and spirit, the body has to be feeling good. You have to feel strong and feel healthy, and then you can go to those next steps, you know. But it's hard to meditate when your stomach hurts.
Well, it's very true. And then we have other things that will kick in with it, depression and anxiety. When that happens, either all you want to do is sleep, or you just don't want to focus and you're feeling down. And none of those things are, you know, taking the time to do meditation or, you know, read your Bible or whatever. It's just one more thing you have to do. And when those become a chore, it just doesn't. So I really like this. This is the way to go. We're starting it. We're starting 2022 off to a great start. You're delivering it at home run, like just constantly month after month so far. And I'm really excited. Like I said, the end of the year, amazing results. Thank you, David.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Rebecca. We'll speak with you soon.
Thank you all for tuning in to another episode of Rebecca Sounds Reveille. You definitely have to head on over to Nature Reigns and see what's going on, because I think just even if you see that there's a lot of stuff on there that you are going to just really resonate with, you can start small or you can start with the bundle. It doesn't matter. Or even if it's just getting educated, that's a start. And anything that we do to take those baby steps to get us to where we're going to have overall really good health, that's the way to go. So check out the coupon code that will be in the description. Make sure that people that you talk with get an opportunity to hear some of the episodes that we've done so far and get them excited about what's coming, because this thing that's coming here in a couple of months that we got our teaser on, I'm going to tell you, if you don't like going to the doctor's office, this is one way to stay away from there. So thanks for tuning in. I really do appreciate you. Big hearts go out to everybody and to the DeAcre family and welcoming their new little household member. We can't wait to see what's going on with them. Thanks again.